acorns jumping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, furry as a mouse. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine.
Welcome to Yarns at Yen Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 166, Hope's Favorite Things. This podcast episode is devoted to an interview with Hope. She's the proprietor of Hope's Favorite Things in the village of Richmond, which is near Bangor, Pennsylvania, and a shop near to me in the Delaware Water Gap. Hope's shop opened in October of 2015. It features wool, yarn, antiques. She also has a wide array of essential oils and other gift items, and a wide range of spinning and fiber preparation equipment. She is a dealer of Ashford spinning wheels, and more recently, Maja Craft. And one area of her shop is really dedicated to fibery goodness. Hope's hours are 10 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday. And I hope you enjoy this interview with Hope. And if you are in the area, that you check out Hope's Favorite Things.
Hope, tell me about the history of your interest in the fiber arts.
Well, I actually learned to spin on an antique flax wheel about 20 years ago. My mother had an antique shop at the time, and a lady came in, and she taught me to spin, and then I didn't keep up with it because I had kids and things. I always crocheted. I worked at a nursing home, and that was part of my recreation with the client.
You taught the
residents.
Older folks how to crochet?
Yeah, I would make sure they had all their supplies, their knitting and their crocheting. Yep.
That's really cool. So have you had a resurgence at a particular time in your life that got you really more motivated?
Yes, I always wanted to learn to knit. I was always, like, afraid. I don't know why. And about 6 years ago, I learned to knit, and I thought, well, I need to spin again. So I bought an Ashford Kiwi, sent for it in the mail, and I've been spinning ever since.
We're sitting here surrounded by your spinning and beautiful fiber and fiber tools in this shop you have, Hope's Favorite Things. And when I entered the shop, I've been here quite a few times, I guess a half a dozen times now. And when I look around, this seems to me very much like a well thought out conceptual place, and it seems to me that it's something you have been thinking about a long time before you opened it. Is that the case?
I guess sort of. My mom and dad always had an antique shop. They had a Victorian antique shop in Belvedere, New Jersey for a long time, and they've collected antiques for years. One of her loves was Victorian clothing and fashion, so I learned a lot from her there. So I always liked antiques and things, and I guess that's where I really, the spinning came into it, and then the fiber. But after I learned to knit, I decided I wanted to get back into spinning. So I ordered the Ashford, and I got back into spinning more contemporary type yarns. I like the hand spun and the big chunky textured yarns and the curls of the different breeds of sheep. And so that's what I, that's my real big love, is the big locks and mm-hmm. tiny curly locks and stuff of the sheep.
You can really see that it comes from a sheep yeah. when you look at it. And so this space that we're in, part of it is what you've brought to it with the things that fill the shop, but part of the charm is this building itself. Can you talk a little bit about finding this place and starting to put your shop in this space?
Well, I always lived in the area, and my family... both sides, different and generations, my husband's too. But this building was always an old general store, country general store, and like there's a little league field down behind here, and the kids would come up, and it was called Granny Good's. And actually, Granny Good was my great aunt and uncle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they owned it. I think back in like the 60s to the 80s, maybe even a little bit earlier. And then there was another or two owners in between. But I was working, running rental properties, and I wasn't happy doing that. So I saw this building was for sale. So that kind of motivated me more to, have my own thing.
Do you find it inspiring to have your shop in a place that has quite a bit of history?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. We started upstairs. There's an apartment, and but because I worked in the rental properties, and we have an old farmhouse we live in, I knew what was ahead of me. And, but that's the, you know, the character and the feel of an old building. You know, you can't get that feel from new construction.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What are some of the things currently in the shop that you're really excited about?
Well, I am excited about the spinning wheels. I am, an Ashford spinning wheel and loom dealer. And I just took on the Magicraft spinning wheels. And so I'm excited about getting those. And I'm just excited about organizing more workshops, doing more things with people, and create a community of fiber artists. And
that really seems to be happening. So right now you committed to this year, 2017, having spin-ins on the last Saturday of the month. I've been to a few. I've been to the March and February. And it seems to me they've been well attended and a lot of fun. How do you feel about having this room full of people bringing in all their wheels and
everything? Oh, I think it's awesome. I love to see it. It's a, you know, it's an old art, and, you know, with a new spin on it. And, yeah, I think that the spin-ins have been very successful in that new spinners are coming from New Jersey, Allentown, Doylestown, you know, all over, just to come and sit and spin and talk about fiber and sheep and bunnies and all kinds of things.
And you always have some good little goodies and snacks, and coffee and tea are always here. It's really hospitable.
Yeah.
How has your relationship, if at all, has it changed having the shop. Sometimes people talk about having a fiber business means they have less time for their fiber crafting than they did before. Is that true, or have you been able to make more time, or has your relationship with the craft changed in any way?
I think that I am a lot busier now. It's like having two homes to take care of. Mm-hmm. But I just make it. It's part of my work now that I spin and card and do all kinds. And I have animals at home, which I'm...
Tell us about those.
Well, I have 6 sheep and 5 goats. They are Teeswater and Wensleydale sheep. And I have 2 little Angora goats and 3 Pygora goats. So they're a lot of fun, and I'm learning a lot about different breeds. And
some of that fiber is available right here in the shop. Is that correct?
Yes, I have a lot of fiber right here, and I have some other fiber from other shepherds, and I like to promote the local farmers.
Mm-hmm. And to fit in with the last Saturday spin-ins, the one at the end of May, the Memorial Day weekend, on the Saturday you're having an outdoor event with some exciting things. And what else are you thinking about in terms of your future for the shop and your business? What kinds of things are you looking for, planning toward in the future?
Well, I would like to do more workshops and get some really talented teachers in to do some workshops. We have a little one-room schoolhouse on the property that I'm dying to renovate to have my workshops in. And then I would like to have this shop a little more retail, and then have my workshops and things down in the schoolhouse.
What about learning to spin or learning to crochet? Are those things that someone could contact you for a lesson or a small group or something like that?
Yes, absolutely. I actually prefer one-on-one, mm-hmm, or two, just little groups. It's just so much more informative and, you know, intimate, kind of. You can ask more questions, I can answer more. You get more out of it when you do it like that.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, and best wishes with your business and all of your future plans. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
On the last Saturday in May, the spin-in will take a very special form. It will be an outdoor picnic and spinning event from 10 to 4 on Saturday, May 27th. So bring your spinning, bring your family, bring some lunch if you'd like. There will be animals, fiber animals. There will be a few demos, some vendors, and of course the shop will be open as well. You can also call ahead to reserve a catered lunch if you would like, or you can just bring things to picnic with you. I plan to be there and enjoy this festive gathering, and I hope that you will think about including it in your plans if you will be nearby. A great place to find more information or to ask questions if you have them is to follow Hope's Favorite Things on Facebook. That's where she tends to post information about upcoming events, and she checks there regularly to see if there are any questions. I look forward to seeing you there.